Welcome to Asthma Community Network Conversations for Advancing Action, a podcast series from asthmacommunitynetwork.org, an online network designed for people committed to improving asthma outcomes in their community. This podcast series is designed to share best practices for reducing the impact of asthma through delivery of comprehensive, community-based care, especially in underserved communities. In these podcasts, you'll learn about strategies for managing effective program delivery systems, addressing environmental triggers, and leveraging community assets through partnerships. Today's topic is home visits.
We do some education in clinical settings as well, but we found very early on, we've been doing this for 14 years, we found that missing that home-based component was tremendous because we really are the physician's eyes and ears in the homes.
That's Karen Meyerson, the manager of the Asthma Network of West Michigan. Her experience has taught her that incorporating home visits into an asthma management program is the best way to build on the efforts of the medical professionals treating asthma patients. Home visits can identify and begin to address barriers that hinder a family's efforts to manage asthma.
Because they can be providing education in the office, and yet they have no idea what these families are going back to. And so by being in the homes and identifying their home environment, by identifying family dynamics, any other issues that might develop when we're in a home visit, that really is critical because, as I said, those are competing with these families' ability to manage asthma. So if we can address some of those basic needs, sometimes it's just lack of food or transportation or their housing. They may be evicted. They'll be homeless. So addressing those basic needs first, and then they can better focus on asthma. You don't necessarily know what those things are sometimes until you're in the homes.
The Coordinated Federal Action Plan to Reduce Racial and Ethnic Asthma Disparities emphasizes actions that address preventable factors that contribute to the disparities in the burden of asthma. One area of focus is to reduce environmental exposures in homes. A home visit program enables primary care providers to better support their patients' ability to manage asthma. A home visitor gathers information on the home environment to better understand what asthma triggers and physical and psychosocial barriers might be present. Through home visits, a health provider learns about other challenges that may exist that would affect a patient's health or their ability to address their health needs.
There are definitely gaps in services in terms of guideline-driven care. There are individuals who can't access medications or have transportation issues. Many individuals, especially in at-risk families, have numerous competing priorities, and asthma is just one of them. So they may have many psychosocial issues. And that's why our case management program has been successful, because we address many of those barriers to care. We have full-time asthma educators who go into the homes and educate the families where they live about asthma. We have a full-time social worker on staff, and she helps the families overcome many of those psychosocial barriers so they can then focus on asthma education.
Better asthma self-management education often means improved outcomes for asthma patients because comprehensive asthma care reduces hospitalizations and emergency department visits. But home visits may also benefit program managers in another tangible way. They can gather relevant data on patients during these visits and demonstrate the level of success of their program. Karen Meyerson said, because of the data the Asthma Network of West Michigan has gathered in regularly evaluating the effectiveness of their program, it has convinced several health plans in her region to reimburse the network for that patient care.
We're believed to be the first grassroots asthma coalition in the nation to get third-party payer reimbursement for these services. So it has helped us quite a bit throughout the years. We continue to measure our outcomes, patient satisfaction, quality of life, asthma control through our asthma control test, hospital days, length of stay, emergency department visits, school days missed, you know, whatever we can, we try to gather as much data as we can.
In addition to the improved patient care and the ability to turn demonstrated success into financial rewards, Karen Meyerson has found another benefit to the home visit component of her program. It's a way to change lives.
a case manager was visiting a young girl, and she asked her what she'd like to do for activities, and the parent said, well, she really can't go out for any sports because she's got asthma, but she loves soccer. And the case manager said, well, we're going to help her play soccer. And they didn't realize that she needed to get her asthma under control, and that she could really do anything she wanted to. I mean, it was really limitless. And working with the provider, working out an action plan, providing education, making sure she knew how to take her medications, how to prepare for exercise, plugging all those gaps and following all those steps, she was able to start playing soccer. She never realized that she could be an athlete. She's a star soccer player now. And that's just one small story. That's just one child. And if you multiply that over the 2,000 families we've served, that's just tremendous.
For additional resources on home visits and to hear other podcasts in this series, visit asthmacommunitynetwork.org/podcasts. And for more information on asthma management, go to asthmacommunitynetwork.org, an online network for people committed to improving asthma outcomes in their community.